It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. All right, welcome to episode 26, everybody. This is Adam.
Belle.
Maya.
And Diane.
Wait a second, who? What's that third name?
Maya. Hi, I'm back.
Maya's back.
Who's Maya?
Yay.
Welcome back, Maya. How was camp?
It was not bad. I'm glad to be back here, though.
That's good. We're glad to have
you back. Glad to have you back.
Thanks.
Woohoo! Maya's back!
Woo!
Okay, so before we get going, just some quick stuff real quick. So for those who don't know, we have a survey on taylortalk.org where you guys can give us feedback on the show. And there were a couple things I wanted to respond to. First one was someone was suggesting that there be other methods of submission besides Twitter. And, well, there are. You know, if you go to taylortalk.org, the contact page has all of them. But you can contact us on Twitter, Facebook, Taylor Connect, voicemail, or email. There's 5 different methods. So if you don't have access to one or the other, try a different one. Yeah? Okay.
Okay. Anyway,
someone also suggested, you know, we have song discussions, things like that, having samples of those songs in the episodes. And for those who remember, we did used to do that, but we got in trouble for copyright. So that's why there are not song samples in the episodes. We are not legally allowed to do that. So that's that.
We're sorry.
But you can always look them up on iTunes. They have little samples there. Yep.
Right. And then the last thing I wanted to respond to was, you know, question number 5 on the survey asks, what do you like most about Taylor Talk? And someone said they like the hosts and everything. And then they said, I can't stop laughing whenever I hear Adam's voice.
I love it.
I would like you to explain yourself on that one. Is it because I'm so adorable and funny?
Like, you just have a funny voice.
Thanks.
It's kind of like, yeah. You know, when a guy sucks in helium from a balloon. I'm just kidding.
Ouch. I used to do that all the time, actually.
All the time. Oh, did you really?
I did, actually. In high school, I was in student council, and we used to, you know, decorate for all the assemblies and school events and stuff. And we actually had helium tanks in our classroom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's...
It was not a good idea with me in that class. Yeah, anyway. So, hey, Maya, you're back now.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Maya.
Yes?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Soup.
Soup who?
Superman!
Wow. Really, Adam?
That really? Was good.
Adam's joke of the week.
I thought Woo! It was funny.
If anybody has comments on Adam's joke quality, feel free to submit them.
Yeah, you can tweet those to us.
Yeah, we'll retweet for you.
And then we'll read all of them to Adam.
Mm. Or you could tweet us jokes to save us from Adam's awful ones.
Yeah, please. That's a good idea, too. Tweet us your jokes.
Or, as I said, you don't have to just tweet. You can also Facebook us, email us, call us, or Taylor Connect us.
We just want you to get in contact with us somehow.
Is that a verb yet? You know how, like, they say you have a powerful company when the name of your company becomes a verb? Like, oh, let's Google this.
Uh-huh. Or
Google is actually
name.
The name of a company. Is Taylor Connect that powerful yet? Can you be like, you should Taylor Connect us?
I don't think you can say that. I think you can say, like, you can message us on Taylor Connect.
I say Taylor Connect us.
Well, let's start that.
Yeah.
Start it right now.
Okay, we will be the official starters of Let's Taylor Connect.
Let's Taylor Connect. Our Taylor Connect is Taylor Talk 13, so go find us.
Yeah. Be our friend.
So, let's hear real quick from our good friend Rick Barker, who's got our industry tip of the week. For new listeners, because I know there are a lot of you out there, go listen to our interview with Rick Barker. He's Taylor's former manager. He's a really cool guy. But he gives us a tip every week for aspiring artists and music industry professionals. So let's hear from Rick.
Hey, guys. It's Rick Barker sitting here in Nashville, Tennessee. Just finished rewatching Taylor's big announcement. How excited were you about that, huh? Alrighty, well, here we go. The Music Industry Blueprint Talent Tip of the Week. Always take care of your fans. Did you notice how Taylor not only invited the fans to her house, also had the fans on Google+. She complimented them. She thanked them. She told them how gracious she was. She constantly reminded them that the reason she's where she is today is because of them. The thing that I want to encourage all of you is to treat your fans like your friends. They want to be your friends. Your friends will go the extra mile for you. And I think Taylor has proven that over and over and over again. Also, too, as I am using the cool little voicemail feature on the TaylorTalk.org website. So you're getting your music industry blueprint tip this week. Also, check out the Taylor Talk website so that you can click on the music industry blueprint. I'm giving seven free videos away, basically what I like to call my seven keys for increasing your odds in the music business. So I know you guys are super excited about Taylor's new single, about her new album, and I'm sure you guys have a lot to talk about tonight. So we'll get right back to the show. I'm Rick Barker. I'll talk to you next week. Ciao.
All right. Thanks for that, Rick. For those who didn't catch it, even Rick used our new voicemail system, so you guys should too.
Yay.
So, moving along with the episode, Diane's going to give us the calendar.
All right, we don't have much going on in the calendar, but we do have one thing that's coming up next month, which is kind of exciting. Taylor's going to be at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas on September 22nd. And none of the hosts have tickets, but if you have tickets,
I'm pretty sure the tickets are sold out.
Yeah.
But if you want to give us tickets, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we already tried pulling that one, Maya. It didn't work.
Yeah, no one has contacted us.
Well, it hasn't worked yet.
So we're sad pandas.
Well, if you want to go and then, like, tweet us every single thing that happens, that'd be cool, too.
That works, too.
That'd be awesome.
We'd like that.
Cool. Thanks, Diane, for that
extensive
calendar.
Mm. Woo!
So we have some news, too, don't we?
We do. We have also not that much news, but it's
exciting
news.
It all
kind of
revolves around one thing,
isn't
it?
But it's good news. So.
It's awesome news.
Yay.
So there's now a lyric video out for Taylor's new single, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. And wasn't there a first lyric video for Eyes Open?
Yes. Yeah, there's a lyric video for that.
Yeah. And it was like premiered on Vivo, I think, Taylor's Vivo.
Yeah.
I think this one is on her Vivo too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just youtube.com/TaylorSwiftVivo.
Yeah. And this one, I thought it was really cute and creative. I liked it.
Yeah, it's really good. Definitely go watch it if you haven't seen it yet.
Definitely. It is awesomeness. Also, for those of you in the UK that have been stomping your feet about this song, it is now available for you. So go get it.
Yay!
Yay, UK people.
It's already at number 7 on the iTunes chart.
I was going to ask you that.
So,
it's at number 7?
Yeah, it's at number 7 on the UK iTunes chart right now. So, UK people, please go buy it. Buy it like 15 times. Get it to number 1.
Get it to number 1.
Let's get Taylor her first number 1 in the UK.
First number 1. It's already number 1 here, isn't it?
It got number 1 here.
Taylor Nation sent out a newsletter saying it's number 1 in something like 29 different countries?
It is, yes. Yeah. 29 countries.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Okay, and our final news item is that, also related to the new single, there's a limited edition We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together package available from Amazon.com. It includes this really cute bag that says the name of the single on it and a really cute t-shirt, and also has an individually numbered single CD, so you can go and order that from Amazon. I believe it is $29.99. So,
cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I want to go buy it.
You should go buy it.
Do it. We should all go buy it.
Are the t-shirts unisex or female cut?
I believe they're unisex. Mine fits a little snug, so I would suggest maybe ordering a size up from what you normally wear, if you want it to be like a t-shirt. But like for girls, probably do your normal size.
That's
my suggestion.
All right. So as promised last week, because we did the special edition, we have about 20 million mini segment submissions to catch up on now. So let's do it.
Okay, here we go. First one. This is from, I don't know how to pronounce that. C. Dade? 27 via email. You know you're a Swiftie when you feel like Taylor in the Ars music video because you're at work and you can't stop looking at the clock because you're so excited to see Taylor's live webcast on August 13th.
Yay.
I definitely would have been like that too if I'd been working that day.
I was lucky enough to not have to work that day. I was very excited. I did not
have to work that day either. That was a good thing.
Neither did I.
I also didn't have to work that day.
Well, you did other things that day, Maya. We're going to talk about that later.
Sarah via email said, you know you're a Swiftie when you hear Taylor on the radio in the store and people are staring at you because you're squealing so loud.
This one comes from Zoe on Facebook, and she says, you know you're a Swiftie when you try to pick a Taylor photo for your background, but everything is amazing and you can't decide, so you make a collage out of all of her pictures.
That's a creative solution.
Let me pick that apart for a second, though. Make a collage out of all of her pictures.
Every single picture ever of Taylor Swift, make a collage out of them.
Because if you ever did that, you would be like the most talented and patient person on the planet.
Yeah. Hey, so Belle, you know, I just know from my experience at the show in New York, I took about 1,500 photos at that concert that night.
Hmm.
So if I took 1,500 in one night, based on that, how many photos of Taylor Swift do you think exist in the world?
Oh, God. Who even knows?
Like, I don't know. 15,000 million?
Millions and millions and millions and millions.
Do you think it's hit a billion yet?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, probably. I mean, people have been taking tons of pictures of her since she was 16.
Yeah.
She's 22. Crazy.
That's a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
So good luck with your collage out of all her pictures.
Yeah.
Let us know when you finish that and how old definitely. You are when you finish that.
3,013?
So yeah.
Yeah. So the next one comes from Madison. It was sent in via email, who says, you know you're Swiftie when you've already listened to We Are Never, Ever, 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 Ever Getting Back Together 113 times.
I think there were That's a few extra evers in there, Adam.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard it that many times, but I have heard it quite a few times. It's more or less on repeat going to and from work and wherever I happen to be driving.
Let me check my iTunes playlist. My iTunes playlist has, oh, look at that, 131 plays, but I've also, heard it on the radio and seen it on YouTube and stuff like that, so.
131? That's
31 is 13 backwards.
You got a 13 and a 31 in there.
This is true.
Wow.
That's weird. Wow. That's cool, though.
I didn't even plan that, either.
So awesome. That means that you can't listen to it anymore, Belle, because you have to leave it at that number. I'm kidding.
Okay, we have one more. This is from Janie via email, and it says, if Swifties ruled the world, then Taylor could release a single from her new album and within hours become the number one song on iTunes. Oh, wait, that happened. We do rule the world.
Booyah!
Actually, a small correction to that, it actually became number one in 50 minutes.
5-0.
Awesome. So under 15? An hour. Yep.
Wow.
Very so essentially, awesome. Yes, we do rule the world, or at least the United States.
All right. Let's break up the whole us reading these with a couple of voicemails so we can hear from some of you guys. The first one is an anonymous voicemail, which leads me to say, if you leave us a voicemail, please tell us your name.
Yeah, so then we can give you shout-outs.
So let's hear from Anonymous.
You know you're Swiftie when your high school letter combination is 13313.
So What I have to thank you, Miss Anonymous person, is now we can all go into your locker and take your stuff.
Except we don't know her locker. Perhaps
she's anonymous.
Perhaps this is why they're anonymous, Adam.
Yeah, I guess so. In that case, you are a much wiser person than I.
It doesn't take much, but...
Yeah, Belle is funny. No,
so your only response is to make a dumb voice back at me?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah, I win.
Adam is a very mature person.
I know.
Gosh. Anyways.
How about this? You're both fired. Get off my podcast.
Oh, good. I still have a job.
All right. Next voicemail. I couldn't quite make out the name. It sounded like Darby. Did it sound like
that? It sounded like Darby to me, too.
So. Yeah.
I think it was Darby.
Sounded like Darby. All right. Let's hear from Darby.
Hi, I'm Darby. You know you're a Swiftie when you text your crush at 1:13 because in the military time thing, 1 is 13, so you're texting him at 13:13.
You know, Darby, that is my absolute favorite time of the day, 13:13.
I still have to go for 11:11, but that's just me.
Yeah, 11:11 is good time.
1313's better.
Maybe you know you're a Swiftie when you make wishes on 1313 instead of 1111.
Ooh.
Oh, hey.
Maya's coming up with it on the spot.
That was on the fly, too.
That one was submitted.
That was good.
That one was submitted by Maya on Taylor Talk. All right. Thanks for those voicemail, guys. Again, if you want to send in your own voicemail, you can, if you're in US and Canada, you can call area code 240-31-SWIFT. Or everybody, US, Canada, and the rest of the world, can go to taylortalk.org and click the little tab on the side that says send voicemail and leave us a voicemail there. Thanks, guys.
Yay.
Let's go on with the rest of these.
Okay, so 17_Serena says, you know you're a Swiftie when you flip through 4 radio stations, constantly listening for Taylor's new song.
I have been doing that ever since I got home. Since the song came out. I'm constantly changing radio stations. And then finally yesterday, I heard a snippet of the radio DJ being like, and now the new song from Taylor Swift. And then I screamed and changed it. And I was driving through town and I turned my radio literally all the way up as high as it can go. And I rolled all of my windows down so that everyone in town could also hear the song.
Awesome.
I've heard it on 2 different stations so far. One was on Kiss FM. Which is in LA, and then the other was on Sirius XM's Hits 1.
I've heard it a lot on The Wolf.
I've heard it 2 times on the pop station that's near me, which has made me really happy.
Yeah, same here. I've heard it a couple times on the radio, which definitely makes me happy.
Woohoo! I am a happy panda.
This submission actually comes from 2 people, and I'm sure a lot of you can definitely relate to this. The first one is from HannahRules14. And she says, you know you're a Swiftie when We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together is on repeat 24/7 and it never gets old. And VD101 says, you know you're a Swiftie when you have We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together on repeat since you got it. Honest story. No jokes. In love! !
I feel like I saw very similar submissions to that by more people. So, if we missed yours, sorry.
Yeah, I can relate to that, you know, with my 131 plays and all.
It's a lot. Next one comes from, oh my gosh, I love this Twitter name, Swizzle Julie. Swizzle, T-Swizzle. Swizzle Julie says, you know you're Swiftie when you stay up till 1 a.m., even if you're tired. Why 1 a.m. in Germany? Just to watch Taylor's live chat. Smiley!
Awesome! Yay!
Hey, Swizzle Julie in Germany. How are you?
That's a lot of dedication to stay up till 1 in the morning. I'm impressed.
Was the chat worth it, though? I think so.
Definitely. I'm sure it was. Anybody that watched it thought it was worth it.
It was definitely worth it. Okay, our final submission for today is from Forever Enchanted 13 on Taylor Connect, who's really nice and I like a lot, so yay. But it's, you know you're a Swiftie when you tried to fake sick so you could miss a day of school to watch Taylor's web chat. It didn't work, though. My mom is too smart.
Aw. I wouldn't even bother faking sick. I'd just be like, I'm not going to school today because Taylor's more important.
Yeah.
I wonder where they live, because here in California, her web chat started at 4 p.m.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm thinking oh, are you in Hawaii? I don't know.
Maybe.
Or, fast forward, somewhere in Europe or Asia or somewhere around there. Where it was probably the next morning.
It's possible. I would just have been late to school. Or, quote-unquote, pretended that I slept in too late and missed my alarm.
air quote.
Yeah.
All right. So, last week on our special edition, we gave initial reactions to We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. Obviously, now a week later, we have more facts on it, more information on it. And so we're going to talk about it a little bit more, and then right after that, we have a very, very, very special treat. On a side note, speaking of her new album being called Red, do you think anybody was able to pick up on the fact that, not long ago, Taylor announced Wonderstruck Enchanted, and it was in a red bottle, and all the ads for it are her in a red dress and all that?
Right, and then the video that she posted a few minutes before her actual live web chat, the whole video was in red.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it was that's like true. A red filter.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, why is she doing that?
And her dress was red and her lipstick was red and
everything was red.
Everything was red.
Okay, and this is what I thought when when I saw all those red things, I was like, wow, Taylor's really taking her Target sponsorship really seriously. She's passionate about Target.
Oh, it's too bad Haley wasn't here to hear that.
It's just that, like, Target is going to be so excited when they start selling her album. It's just going to be so easy for them. Just everything is red.
They're going to be like, yeah, that was our doing. We told Taylor to call the album
red. We told her to do that.
That was all us.
Taylor, yep, Taylor Swift shops at Target.
Yep.
So, just some facts about the song that I guess we ourselves didn't know, because we recorded, what did we record, like within 10 minutes after the webcast ending?
It was almost immediately.
Like, right away. Yeah, we, like, the webcast ended. We're like, all right, let's go hit the record button. Is that despite what I thought, it was not co-written by Justin Bieber, sadly.
No, it was not.
But here's another thing I thought of before you talk more about that, is, like, I know she has that line, Never Say Never, but I realized that she also has that same line before Justin Bieber ever used it in one of her first songs she ever wrote called Lucky You.
Oh, she does, doesn't she?
I think Never Say Never is not Justin Bieber's thing. Like, there's a song by The Fray called Never Say Never that came out, like, 4 years ago. Like, people are allowed to use that phrase besides Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I'm just saying, like, she herself has actually used it before in a song.
Yeah.
So it turns out it was, in fact, co-written by Max Martin and Johann Schellback. Max Martin, you guys will probably remember Taylor talked about him in the webcast itself.
Yeah. So, both of them are Swedish. Fun fact. And they write lots of famous songs. Essentially, all of the songs on the radio right now, they both wrote. Well, that's not totally true, but...
A lot of them. Yeah, they've written, what, Payphone...
They wrote Payphone, he said a song from Glee. Wrote that new Maroon 5 One More Night. They wrote Loser Like Me from Glee. Max Martin co-wrote Teenage Dream. Yeah, they're both super involved and famous.
And on the special edition, we looked up Max Martin, and he also wrote for a lot of the 90s bands, like Backstreet Boys and...
Yeah.
And St. Christina Aguilera.
A lot of those big 90s artists.
Yeah, he's a really famous pop writer. So as Taylor described him, as a melodic genius.
Yeah, from what I heard, he was, because you remember Taylor in the webcast saying something about, or maybe it was an interview after, I don't even remember where she said it, but it was something about how she wanted to co-write with some of her writing heroes.
Yeah, and he is one of them.
I think that's who she was
talking
about.
She ended up calling up and he said yes, and there you go. And I think he wrote more than one song with her for the album, I believe. I might be wrong about that, but I think.
Well, I suppose we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We will find out.
And then the last fun fact I pulled from my friend Wikipedia, I love Wikipedia, it gives me all my information, is that We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together has now become the fastest selling digital single in history, overtaking Lady Gaga's Born This Way.
Yay. Oh, Taylor.
That is incredible.
Taylor is tearing it up. I mean, she passed up Lady Gaga and Bieber on the Forbes list of high-income artists. Now she's passing Lady Gaga's record of fastest selling. Taylor's number one.
Just saying. I honestly cannot wait to see how this album does. I feel like it's going to break so many records, and it's going to be so good.
I am so indescribably excited for this album.
So... let's break down the song like we do in our normal song analyses. Do you guys have any favorite lyrics from the song?
I do.
I like the first couple lines of the first verse. The whole, we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space.
What?
I love all of those, like, spoken lyrics in
That's
there.
That's my favorite.
Do you know what's interesting, though, Diana? Is I've heard a lot of negative feedback about that. Like, I've heard from people... saying, oh, the song's great, but I can't stand when she's talking in between.
I mean, it's different, and it's like, maybe the song might, I guess, and I understand people's criticisms that the song is, like, less deep and thoughtful than, like, some of her other songs, but honestly, it's hilarious. She's really funny.
Yeah, it's
and
funny.
It gives the song personality, and I love it. It makes me laugh.
My favorite lyric is, it's one of the lyrics in the chorus, where she's like, you go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me.
Yeah.
'Cause that right there is the essential breakdown of everything.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I can relate to that one.
Exactly.
That one makes sense.
Exactly. Like, that right there is just, like, the kicker in the gut. It's just, like, that moment where you have, I mean, everybody has been there. And it's not even, you don't even have to talk about a romantic relationship. Everyone has been in that position where you're like, really? I have to hear this from everybody else, and you're just, you know?
Yeah. It's amazing how she can, like, fit a universal human experience into, like, 5 seconds of a chorus.
Yeah. Yeah, she is amazing that way. With her writing.
Lyrical genius.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So, Diane, did you have any favorite? Or did you say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I don't think the point of the song is to be super serious. I mean, no, obviously, not like, at all. It's kind of, yeah.
It's a fun party dance song.
Right, and which is very different from the songs that she wrote for Speaking Out, because a lot of them were, like, you know, super, like, deep and heartfelt. But that's not to say that the song isn't good. And I actually think, in some ways, it's kind of mature, because she's not saying, like, I love you and I need you to stay with me, even though this is a bad relationship. She's like, I am going to make a decision for myself and be independent and get away from you because you're bad for me.
Yeah, and
like, that's a very mature thing to say, even though, like, it's just, like, a fun, sort of lighthearted song at the same time. Like, there's definitely a lot of layers to it.
So, do any of you have any opinions on this song straying so far from country?
I don't think that Taylor needs to define herself to one genre. Yeah, her first album was a lot more quote-unquote country, but in my opinion, like, what a good artist does is reach out into other genres. Bring pop people that love pop music into country. Bring people that love country into pop. You know what I mean? Like, she's branching out. Like, she doesn't want to define herself as one thing and feel like she has to put banjo in every song she has. Like, she writes how she's feeling, and she, her tracks and everything is,
I don't know. Like, I feel like this is, like, when she'd, like, straightened her hair and people got upset. It's like, people don't like when she changes, but, like, she's a human being, she's, and growing, she's up. Growing up and changing and getting different, and this is what she's doing now. And whether it's country or not, it's her, and I don't know. I think it's really cool.
It doesn't bother me at all.
I am definitely a fan of Taylor Swift. I don't care whether it's country, cowboy boot, curly hair wearing Taylor Swift, or Taylor with straight hair, bangs, and singing pop music. Taylor is great.
Bella's a true fan. So, the biggest question on everybody's mind, and I've heard it all over the social media sites and everywhere else. Who is the song about?
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Adam, I think it's about you.
Ouch.
Maya, you're my new best friend forever.
Oh, man. One day there will be a Taylor song about me, but it'll be Happily Ever After, not
We Maybe, Are Never Ever or like, Oh my gosh, this guy is so creepy. Why is he following me?
Ah, so mean. All of you are so mean to me.
We're just kidding. We love you.
But no, I mean, the speculation, obviously. I do want to kick that off right from the beginning. Let everybody know. This is purely speculation. These are the opinions of us, the four of us. And Taylor has not said anything. Her management has not said anything. Her representatives have not said anything. This is all speculation and our opinions. And like we say at the end of every episode in our disclaimer, we're a fan organization. We are not connected to Taylor Swift in any way. So please do not take any of this as fact.
Yeah, this is just our crazy opinions.
This is just our banter.
Our crazy rantings.
All right, so shall we start from the beginning then? Joe Jonas.
No.
Nope.
Not about him.
I love how he had to try he had to get himself in there anyway and make a public comment about it.
Yeah, I don't think this song is about me, because we never tried to get back together. Okay, thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, and then he quickly adds,
that already.
I like the song. That said, I think the song is great. Taylor does pop music really well, and I'm happy for her.
Adam, you should have done a girl voice.
Okay, Joe, go away. Like, stop trying to get publicity off of her anymore.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
It's not your turn.
I mean, there is a lot. I find it interesting, though, that so many people online are saying Joe Jonas, because that was so long ago.
Yeah, no, they never tried to get back together. I don't know. Yeah. The way that she described the relationship that the song was about, it was obviously something recent. Like, we all know, Taylor says it like every other time someone interviews her. Like, she writes in real time. She doesn't write breakup songs about something that happened 3 years ago.
Right, and like, Joe Jonas was definitely, like, Speaking Out material. And I don't think they're their breakup was like an on again, off again type of thing, which the song kind of implies. No, their breakup was pretty
much, I broke up with you over the phone and then I wrote much better.
Now, here's the thing, though, playing devil's advocate and speaking from the other side, saying that maybe it is about Joe, is you mentioned the part, you know, it's obviously we are never, ever getting back together. So it's supposed to be about a guy who has tried or is actively trying to get back with Taylor, right? Now, we just mentioned a couple minutes ago how Joe keeps trying to milk out publicity off Taylor's career. And let's not forget, he showed up at her concert in L.A.
That was doing so stuff awkward. Like
that. So that was the creepiest thing.
It is, but like...
I seriously felt like I should not have been standing there.
But that's what I mean, though. Maybe he is trying to get back with her, and she's just like, heck no, dude. Like, back down.
I don't know. I think he's kind of slimy, but I don't think he's that stupid. Well, then again, why am I giving him any credit? I don't know.
Well, this is the thing, though, is we're talking about the publicity. Like, perhaps he's trying to get back with her for that reason, for her ability to create superstars. I mean... Look at it. I mean, she had Hunter Hayes open for her, and look where he's at now, like less than a year later. You know what I mean? He could be trying to get back with her for that purpose, to try and rebuild his own career.
Right, it's possible, but I don't think Joe Jonas is dating Taylor Swift.
I'm not a fan of that unlikely possibility.
I never said I was a fan of it. I'm just throwing it out as a possibility.
I mean, I think Taylor could write a song about any guy, and Joe would have to make a comment about it, because that's just... what he does.
Because he's like, look at
nope,
me.
That was
look
not at me. About me.
I'm the ex-boyfriend. Look at me. I'm Joe Jonas.
Yeah, but I don't think that helps him sell records or anything. I mean, obviously it hasn't because he's tried it and his sales are not anywhere close to, you know, Taylor's or anything.
I think Joe's solo album sales are not that wonderful.
No, not at all.
But I don't think he understands, like, even if he were to date Taylor again, I don't think dating Taylor Swift is going to make his music successful. Like, that has nothing to do with it.
No, but we're veering off topic. So, we're never ever getting back together. Maya, is it about Joe Jonas?
No.
Belle, is it about Joe Jonas?
No.
Diane?
No.
Adam? Oh, wait, that's me. No. I do not think it is. So, moving on to the next, her next boo, Taylor Lautner.
Absolutely not.
No.
I don't think so at all.
I feel like after the whole Back to December thing, they had, like, an actual, very, like, amicable breakup. And I don't, it just wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't feel like they have a on again, off again problem. I think that,
from what she said, like, I think someone even said, like, they saw them hugging at a party. Like, they're, like,
cordial.
They're
friends. Yeah.
They're friends now. Or at least they're friendly.
Right.
Yeah.
So why couldn't it be about Taylor Lautner then? I mean,
because I don't think that they're trying to get back together. I think that Back to December was closure.
Yeah. Like, it just seems like a very, like, okay, we tried that and it didn't work, and now we're just gonna, you know, be friends and accept that and move on.
Right, and I think that the ex-boyfriend she's talking about in this song, you know, he, like, picks fights with her. Like, I can't imagine Taylor Lautner doing that. He seems like a really nice, genuine guy.
The type of person who you have to, like, I mean, she even talked, yeah, like you just said, she talks about in the song, like, this relationship with this person was not a healthy one.
Mm-mm.
At all. And, like, from what was said by her about her relationship with Taylor Lautner, about he was so wonderful to her all the time, and it was so great, and blah, 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 like, it just doesn't fit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
He doesn't fit the profile of the obnoxious ex-boyfriend trying to get back together with her.
I think you're right. So, overall, Maya, Taylor Lautner, Belle?
Nope.
Diane?
Nope.
Adam? No. Definitely not about Taylor Lautner. Moving along in line, John Mayer.
He said such mean things about her lately. Like, I see no reason why he would want to be back together with her if he's being such
a he is a
poop face
jerk.
See, I can't help but play devil's advocate on these because I just...
Why, if he dislikes her so much, would he want to date her?
How do you know he dislikes her? How do you know he's not,
like,
speaking out of
she's
spite
horrible
because
and mean
he does
and she
like
did
her?
Blah, blah, blah.
No, he I'm saying, how do you know he's not speaking because he does like her, and she's been like, we are never ever getting back together, John.
Because the song came out yesterday, 2-3 days ago, and he said that like a month ago.
Right, but she wrote the song, you know, in the past. Like, it's not like she wrote it a couple days ago.
Not that much in the past.
Look, but look at the timeline, Maya. If she wrote this, she wrote it sometime, arguably within the last year. Arguably. We don't know for sure. But in theory, it could be. Right?
Actually, I do know.
So, how do you know John didn't approach her? Hey, I think we should get back together. And she's like, we are never, ever getting back together, John.
And then she wrote that song.
Then she wrote the song. And then John went on the record saying those mean things because he just got rejected. Again.
It just, I don't know. I don't think it fits. Like, he never, like, publicly acknowledged them having a relationship at all. From what it sounds like from Dear John, he was a horrible person to her to begin with. I don't think they even ever had a real relationship. I think it was a short thing. He is older. He had cancer, and I think he was a little bit distracted by that. He's been working on a new album. His life has been completely separate from hers for the last few years, and the only thing he said was someone asked him about Dear John, and he said some really horrible, mean things. And I do not think, like, it was mean to the point where it's like, there was no, it doesn't seem like he wouldn't want anything to do with her. So.
All right, point taken. So.
That's what I think.
Maya, John Mayer, yes or no?
No.
Belle?
Nope.
Diane?
I think he's more likely than Joe Jonas and Taylor Lautner, but I'm not going to say yes, the song is about John Mayer.
Yeah, I mean, he's more likely than the other two, but I still don't think it's him.
Okay, and I'm going to give it a maybe. I'm with Diane on that one. I'm giving it a maybe.
Okay.
And then finally, the most recent boo, or
Jake
ex-boo,
Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
He gets my vote.
I agree with Maya.
I don't know, that breakup was so recent, and there's so many interviews where she talked about this whole album being written about one breakup, and this is the only public one that anyone seems to be aware of.
And you remember, like, last Christmas when she was talking about something about her mood, and she was like, well, at least I'm not crying like I was the Christmas before.
Yeah, which is exactly when they broke up. And yeah, I mean, again, like, it's not like we ever knew anything about the relationship being unhealthy, but it just seems to fit the most because it was the most recent. And if this whole album is focused on one breakup, then I think that would be the one that it would be.
You know, and I also heard online, and I have not verified this, maybe one of you guys can, that Jake Gyllenhaal is in fact into the whole indie record thing.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And, you know, referencing
that,
you know.
He does wear, beanies a lot. I don't know if that means anything.
He does what?
he wears beanies a lot.
He wears beanies?
He does.
I guess he could fit that image of someone that
and
listens
hipster
to, like,
glasses.
Those indie record type. Deals, which obviously Taylor mentions in the song, you know, something about listening to an indie record that's much,
it's cooler,
than mine.
Than hers, yeah.
So, do we kind of feel Jake is a more likely candidate?
I think he is the most likely.
So, Maya, what do you think?
I'm giving it a possibly.
Belle?
I'm giving it a, that gets my guesstimate.
I mean, I don't want to be like, yes, it's definitely because we have no idea, but.
Yeah, that's just my
guesstimate. I'm going to say it's the most likely.
Diane?
I don't know. I have trouble with this. Like, what Maya was saying is, like, Jake Gyllenhaal does seem like the most likely candidate for being the subject of this song, but the ex-boyfriend in this song sounds so petty and just, like, so, I guess, kind of annoying. And Jake Gyllenhaal is, like, he's, like, what, late 20s? Like, our
I think he's in his 30s now.
Right. So, are guys in their early 30s still that petty? Because if they are, that's really sad. It's possible.
You know, it's funny. Obviously, I don't know Jake Gyllenhaal. We don't hang out on weekends.
You don't catch up with him, Adam?
Yeah, so no, I don't, like, call up, hey, Gyllenhaal on the weekends and be like, what's up, buddy? But from what I gather, just when I see him in newspapers or magazines or whatever the case may be, his personality, as I interpret it based on those, seems to fit the character.
You think so?
I do. I think so. Obviously, so I'd say Gyllenhaal is my number one pick and John Mayer number two for this song.
I would have to agree with you.
I was going to say, nobody's going to dispute me, are they? I'll take you down if you argue with me.
But I mean, it is possible that she wrote this song about someone that we don't even know. Like, it's possible that Taylor had a relationship, I mean, it's unlikely, but it's possible that she had a relationship that we don't know about.
Diane, you killed my next question.
Oh, sorry. I just read your mind.
apparently. Because the next point I was going to get at is, what do we think of it being, or what do we think of the odds of it being about someone we don't know about?
Pretty slim. Just considering how public her life is, I don't know. I have doubts that it would be someone that
I think you're 100% right. I think there is no way Taylor Swift could hide a relationship.
I mean, even the people that we have no idea if she ever dated or not, there's still pictures of her hanging out with other guys. Like, no matter where she is, some sneaky person is always taking pictures of her and whoever she's with all the time. Like, she can't get away from it. So I don't see, like, her being able to date somebody. And she has specifically stated that she won't date somebody that refuses to be seen in public with her. She's like, I don't want to have to crawl, dig a tunnel under a restaurant to leave.
Sure. So, again, that takes us back to Gyllenhaal number one, John Mayer number two. Probably not some anonymous person. We have no idea who they are.
Probably not.
Is that pretty unanimous?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, moving along with the episode, I promised you guys a couple minutes ago a very, very, very special treat. And it's not just that Maya's back, although it has to do with Maya. We all saw in that lovely webcast last week a group of fans sitting around Taylor interviewing her. And our very own Maya was part of that group. So Maya, please tell us all about it!
Okay, well, I guess the part where it gets exciting is, I got to Nashville that morning on the 13th, and let's see, what did we do? It's not that exciting, but we had breakfast at Pancake Pantry.
I think that's exciting. I want to go. Which
was delicious. It's so good.
I'm jealous that you went there without me, because now all I want to do is go there and eat my favorite Pancake Pantry thing ever, is chocolate chip pancakes.
I almost tried those. They were my second choice. I went with sweet potato, though.
Every time I go there, I have to have them.
And the sweet potato ones were really good. So that was a good move, I think. So we went there, and then we were, like, the plan had been to walk around Nashville because we had a few hours, but it was pouring rain. So we just got stuck, like, being antsy in our hotel for, like, a while. Yeah, and then we got ready, and they put us on buses, and we sang Taylor Swift karaoke the whole way. It was the first album, karaoke.
Okay, so Maya, if they were singing karaoke of Taylor's music, I gotta ask, was there anyone that did not know the lyrics?
I don't think so.
That would be pretty embarrassing for someone, wouldn't it?
I don't know,
because they had it. It was the kind, like, the video kind. They showed the lyrics on the screen, so, like, everyone there seemed to be pretty big fans, so I think that everyone was good. We were singing, like, Picture to Burn and, like, Tim McGraw, so you would hope that they would know those by now. We were just, like, singing straight through the first album. It was fun. After we drove through Nashville for a while, and we drove up Music Row and, like, got a little bus tour of it, which was cute. We pulled up to this big house, and we were sort of sitting on the bus, and we all didn't know what was happening, and Scott Swift gets on the bus and was like, "Hi guys, I'm gonna give you guitar picks now."
That's what he always does.
And so he just sort of wandered through the bus and handed everyone, like, literally handfuls of guitar picks. And talked to us all about, like, you know, where we were from, and we had, like, a bonding thing over both being from Pennsylvania, and it turns out we, like, know some of the same people, which was kind of cool.
That's crazy.
And we went out inside the house. It was gorgeous. I started noticing, like, Swift family pictures all over the place, which was sort of interesting. And then they got us into the room that you saw in the web chat, and we were all sitting on the floor, and we didn't really know where we were going or what we were doing, but they just told us to sit. And after we were in there for, I don't know, maybe like 15, 20 minutes, Taylor just kind of walks right in through the door and sits down on that chair and just like, "Hey guys, how are you?" And like starts like having a chat with us, like it's the most normal thing in the world that she'd be sitting right there. Of course, everyone was kind of freaking out, but yeah, we chatted for a while, and then she told us that she wanted to play us the single for the first time. So we all got to like sit there and watch her like mouth all the words to the song as it played and like act out the whole thing, and it was really, really funny. And then we all loved it so much that we wanted to hear it again. So they played it again, but that time, like right as it started playing, someone went, "Dance party!" So then we all got up and had a dance party, obviously. And that was lots of fun. And then was the web chat, which you guys saw, so you know everything that happened in that. And after that, we were having sort of a little dance party again after our group hug that I think you saw at the end of the chat. And Taylor asked the guy to turn the music down, and he's like, she's like, I want to ask you guys a question. Do you think you might want to come over to my apartment for dinner?
What?
Gee, let me think. Yeah.
Nah. Sorry, Taylor, I think I've got plans tonight.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you know, I was going to catch a movie. I was going to go to the Avengers.
I'm a little bit busy tonight, Taylor. Sorry, I can't make it to your place for dinner.
Yeah, I mean, everyone in the room was just, like, absolutely floored. Like, most of the people started crying. It was really cute. So she was like, okay, cool. She's like, well, I'll see you guys there. And we're all just standing in the room, like, in shock, like, so.
Like, hyperventilating, perhaps?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, people were crying and hyperventilating, and everyone's hugging everyone. And it was this big emotional moment. And yeah, so they loaded us back up on the bus and drove us back through Nashville. And that time we were all just kind of like, hyper and not knowing what to do with ourselves. Yeah, and they brought us to Taylor's apartment building, and we got in there, and she was like the sweetest hostess ever. She's like, we come in, and she's standing there like holding Meredith, like, hey guys, welcome to my apartment. And she just gave us a tour of the entire place barefoot, just like showing us everything. Like, I just remember, like, one of the first things she said, she's like, guys, come in. She's like, I want to give you a tour. I want you to see everything.
Oh, that's neat.
So she took us around and showed us all of it. They got to see the famous bird cage that I'm sure you've heard about. It's huge and cozy.
You can sit in it?
Yeah. It has, like, pillows and quilts.
You sat
and stuff
in the bird cage.
Yeah. Awesome. There's, like, this whole spiral staircase you go up, and then you can, like, lounge in it. There's another point when, like, a couple girls had gone up there. I wasn't up there yet, and Taylor turned around and saw them, and she was like, oh, yay! She's like, it was meant to be played in. It was cute. Let's see, what else? Oh, there's, I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's a pond in the middle.
Oh, her koi fish pond?
Yeah, it's, like, right by the birdcage. It's, like, right smack in the middle of the room. There's a pond full of fish.
I have
actually
never seen
to be specific, I have never seen one either until that moment. And I did not spend my time at her apartment doing this, but someone else who was there decided it would be a good idea to count the fish in the koi pond, and there's 13
no,
of them.
No, come on.
That's awesome.
There's 13 fish.
But I would worry that Meredith would try to get the fish.
Someone asked her about that. And they're like, why doesn't Meredith get the fish? And she's like, well, actually, when Meredith was a kitten, she fell in the pond. And so since then, she's, like, been traumatized. And so she doesn't try and catch the fish. So that's good. The koi fish can, they don't have to live in fear. yeah, it was cool. There's little 13s all over the apartment, like, even on silly things, like the air vents have 13s on them. So it's like a little scavenger hunt, like, looking around trying to find all of them.
So, Maya, did Taylor cook dinner for you?
No, contrary to whatever people may have been saying, Taylor did not cook dinner for us.
I understand she's a good cook, but dang.
Yeah. They brought it from somewhere. It was like a nice, it's like a southern barbecue type thing. It was really good.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know where they got it from, but it was delicious. Yeah, there's like barbecue sandwiches and macaroni and cheese and cornbread and that kind of thing.
Perfect.
So basically what you're...
The old Nashville meal.
So basically from what you've told us, you're basically saying you had the worst night of your life last week on the 13th.
Basically. Like, it sucked. Like, I don't want to.
Any Swiftie would totally never want to have your night.
Yeah, no. Awful night.
No. No. I mean, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to, like, hang out with Taylor Swift at her apartment? That sounds boring.
I don't know, but I am so not jealous of you at all.
Not jealous at all.
Not at all.
I mean, I understand. I wouldn't be jealous of me either. So
Maya,
that's about it.
Is that pretty much it?
I think so.
I mean this from the bottom of my heart when I say, I hate you.
Nice. We're all incredibly jealous.
Like, I'm kidding. That is such a cool experience. I'm glad. You know what? I'm really happy that you got to have it, because then that means you got to share it with us. So
yeah, exactly.
Like, that is really cool. And I just remembered another moment of you.
It wasn't me, but there were some other girls who were sitting by the koi pond while they were eating dinner, and Scott Swift comes over to them, like, he was joking, but, like, dead serious. He's like, can I get you some fishing poles? They're all like, what?
How do we answer this?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I'd love some. Can we grill it up for dinner?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be able to kill or, you know, fish for any of Taylor's fish. That would make me super sad.
I know.
Belle, you're such a sensitive soul.
I know, it's so hard.
But seriously, though, Maya, thank you so much for that story. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
For telling it to us. That made me all happy.
On kind of an anticlimactic note, we now got to finish the rest of the episode.
Sad.
Yeah, it is sad. I think Maya's story was the highlight of this episode.
I think so, too.
I concur.
So, what would Taylor do? What would Taylor do if she came face-to-face with herself from when she was little? That was sent in to our email from Sarah.
Well, what does she do whenever she sees a little kid? Squeals, bends down, and hugs them or picks them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, in some time travel paradoxes, supposedly if you see yourself, the end of the world happens.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, that would not be good. I love Taylor to death, and I'd feel really bad if she was, like, the catalyst of the end of the world by accident.
Do you know what? I think if Taylor came face-to-face with herself when she was little, she wouldn't even tell the little version of her that it was her.
No.
She would just be like, you know what? Keep dreaming big and doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't think she'd, like, probably...
I don't think she'd want her little self to know what was going to happen to her life. I think she, like, appreciates the fact that she didn't know what was going to happen, and she tried anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think if, like, little Taylor knew where she was going, you know, with her music...
Things would change.
Things would be different. Like, you wouldn't have the same experience, because you wouldn't have that, like, push to try harder, because if you thought, like, oh, well, I will get there... Then you might, you know, just sit back and be like, all right, well, it's going to happen to me no matter what I do. Yeah. So I don't think she'd say anything to herself.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking, Diane. Thanks for that.
No problem.
So thanks for sending that in, Sarah. That's what we think Taylor would do. If anyone has a different opinion, let us know. So what are Swifties listening to? Belle, would you like to take this one because you're familiar with this artist?
Sure. Swifties are listening to Kina Grannis, especially the song In Your Arms. And that was submitted by The Best Day with Taylor on TC. And if you don't know who she is, there's a lot of her stuff on YouTube. She's a smaller artist.
She has a really successful YouTube channel.
Yeah, definitely check out her YouTube channel, because that's like how she started.
Yeah, exactly.
And she has a lot of awesome stuff on there. I was lucky enough, I saw her live, like just a few months ago, and she is amazing.
Me too. I've seen her live.
Definitely go listen to her. She's wonderful. She's a really good writer. She's a great singer. And she's just like a really nice person too. I approve of this recommendation.
All right. Thanks for that. The Best Day with Taylor on Taylor Connect. All right. So before we go, let's listen to a fun voicemail that was sent in from Haley, who was listening to Taylor talk as she was leaving us a voicemail. Haley.
Hey, I'm listening to Taylor talk the new episode. And if Taylor listens to this, she is the most freaking beautifulest person in the whole entire world. I just wish I could meet her one day, don't you? Oh yeah, I'm with my friend Callie. So if Taylor listens to this, you always remember the most famous person on planet Earth. Don't forget that. Stop listening to Taylor talk. Oh yeah. Bye.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. I love it.
That was really funny. Gosh.
That was really cute.
Haley, you are adorable. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You just like made our day happier.
Yeah. I hope Taylor listens to Taylor Talk one day too.
That would make our day.
Definitely. That would make my year, actually. Life. That wouldn't just make my day.
That would make my life.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it would pretty much make all of our lives.
Yeah.
All right. So for episode 26, this has been Adam.
Belle,
Maya,
and Diane.
God, that's so weird hearing Maya's name again.
And now
it's
back.
Refreshing.
Yeah,
I love
I'm
it.
So happy she's back.
We're back to normal.
All right, have a great day, guys.
Bye, virtual hand hugs.
Bye, bye guys. Bye. Virtual hand hugs. Virtual we hand love hugs. You.
Bye.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.